On a steamy January afternoon deep in the rat's asshole of South Texas, Chanco Ortiz opened the envelope taped to his trailer door and watched the last of his cobbled-together dreams turn to dust. Had it come via his post office downtown instead of flirting at him in the afternoon breeze, the letter would have gone unopened into the laundry basket with the rest of his mail. The unorthodox delivery threw him off his game, but the handwriting sealed his fate. After a long day of bending out the window, handing people their tacos to go, and suffering the Rio Grande Valley's perpetual irritation with a man named Ortiz who couldn't speak Spanish, the lure of Crescencio penciled in feminine scrawl was too much to resist. It reminded him of home. When Chanco had still lived in his mother's carefully manicured subdivision, she'd left notes on his door when their schedules didn't match. Sometimes the missives had been to ask him to pick up his sister, but sometimes they were simply Carmelita Ortiz's special brand of love.
"You are strong and good, my son. God gave you to me perfect. I'm so proud of you, and I love you just the way you are."
Intellectually, Chanco knew there was no chance this particular letter was from his mother. He'd learned all too painfully just the way you are was code for so long as you stay the way I want you to be. But today he was hot and tired, and he stank of grease and failure. He wanted the note on the door to be from his mama, saying she forgave him, and he should come home. Honestly, as grisly as things had been lately, he'd take an angry tirade, so long as she spoke to him again. Chanco opened his mail. The letter was from a lawyer.
"Dear Mr. Ortiz, as executor of your father's estate, it is my duty to inform you of the current status of your residence at 369 Charity Place in the city of Donna, Texas."
Ah, yes, the trailer. Chanco shut the door behind him, setting his keys down on the kitchen counter. He should have looked this lawyer up in Cooper's papers and sorted things out himself instead of making the guy hunt him down. He had the deed in the safety deposit box at the bank, but he supposed he needed to file it officially. Hopefully, doing so didn't cost a lot of money, because paying for the leathery old skinflint's pine box had not been cheap, and Chanco hadn't exactly started out with a trust fund. It would be good to have the ownership settled at last. As castles went, it was a pretty pathetic one, but Chanco had clawed his way into this heap of rust, and he had nowhere else to go. He'd take any victory he could get right now, especially over the mean old son of a bitch he'd called father. But as Chanco read on, he went cold to his core, as Cooper Tedso, dead and buried these 3 weeks, stole triumph from his son's trembling hands.
"He can't do this," Chanco's whisper, raw and hollow, echoed inside his ringing ears. "This can't be right. He said..."
Well, he'd said. When had Cooper ever told the truth?
How could he lie about this?
Setting his teeth, Chanco grabbed his keys and stormed to his Nova, letter in hand. By the time he drove into McAllen and parked outside the lawyer's office, he'd so girded himself with inner steel he made knights in armor look pathetic and bulky. Before the politely smiling receptionist could say anything, Chanco slammed the half-crumpled paper onto her desk.
"This is wrong."
Her smile wavered.
"I'm sorry, sir?"
Chanco poked his finger at the paper.
"Someone taped this on my trailer door. It's a mistake."
A flicker of recognition and fleeting sense of sadness lit the receptionist's eyes. Without looking up, she pressed a button on the phone system in front of her.
"Mr. Cuevas, I'm sorry to interrupt your meeting, but Crescencio Ortiz is here."
A whisper of sanity suggested to Chanco perhaps he'd done this badly. But as Cuevas emerged from a closed door behind the receptionist, the last dregs of control ran out of Chanko's fingers. He shook the letter in the lawyer's face.
"This is horse shit."
Cuevas held up his hands.
"Mr. Ortiz, there is no need for such language.